This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari returns home, wrapping up her two-day state visit to Bangladesh. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyamali says Nepal-Bangladesh relation bolstered from President's visit. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba denies preparation for forming Congress-led government. World Tuberculosis Day being marked across the world, including Nepal today. And officials in the United States of Colorado identify the culprit and 10 victims of the grocery store shooting. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has returned home, wrapping up her two-day state visit to Bangladesh. President Bhandari was received at the VVIP lounge of the Tribhuwan International Airport yesterday by Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota, National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha, and Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel, among others. During her Bangladesh visit, President Bhandari addressed a special ceremony commemorating the 100th birth anniversary of the founding father of Bangladesh, Sheikh Mujibur Rahman. She also had a cordial meeting with her Bangladeshi counterpart, Mohammed Abdul Hamid. Addressing a brief press meeting at the airport, Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyamali said the visit had been fruitful and successful to bolster the bilateral relation with Bangladesh. Minister Gyamali further said during the president's visit, four different agreements were signed to collaborate in the tourism, agriculture, cultural exchanges and railway sectors. He further added that the president also held cordial meeting with the Bangladeshi president and prime minister during her stay in Bangladesh. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba has denied any preparation for forming government under the Congress leadership. Talking to journalists at Biratnagar Airport yesterday, Congress President Deoba said the party was not in hurry to form the government at present. Annual reports of the Judicial Council, Judicial Service Commission and Office of the Attorney General for the fiscal year 2019-20 have been submitted to the House of Representatives. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Leela Nath Shrestha yesterday submitted the three reports before the House on behalf of the Prime Minister. Similarly, President of Labour and Consumers Welfare Committee of the House Bimal Prasad Srivastava presented the annual report of the committee for the last fiscal year in the meeting. The next meeting of the House of Representatives has been scheduled for the 31st of March. Meantime, the major opposition party, Nepali Congress, has drawn the attention of the government through Parliament to stop the unilateral construction of the embankment along the Mahakali River in Kalanga in Darchula district. The World Tuberculosis Day is being marked across the globe, including Nepal, amid various programs today. Every year, March 24 is celebrated as the World Tuberculosis Day. This year, the theme for the day is "The Clock is Ticking," which reminds that the world is running out of time to act on the commitments to end tuberculosis made by global leaders. The day is being celebrated to create public awareness that tuberculosis still remains an epidemic in much of the world, causing the deaths of nearly 1.5 million people each year, mostly in developing countries. giving messes on the occasion. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stressed on the need of financial and structural reform to make tuberculosis program more effective, making the nation free from tuberculosis. The government has decided to run tuberculosis programs at the local levels from the upcoming fiscal year. The National Tuberculosis Prevention Center Director Dr. Anuj Bhattacharya said all the local levels would be made free from tuberculosis by preventing and eliminating tuberculosis. Workers of tourism sector have submitted a 17-point memorandum to Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Bhanu Bhakta Thakal, demanding 40% increase in salary. A delegation of the workers associated with the tourism sector demanded revival of tourism and survival of workers with the tourism ministry. They have also demanded actions against the tourist company not abiding the laws and government active directives. Secretary at the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology, Hari Prasad Bashyal, has said the ministry has been holding discussions for resolving the issue of minimum wage working journalists. Addressing a program held at the Ministry Minimum Wage Fixation Committee, Chairperson Rajendra Arial said it was difficult to determine real statistics of working journalists across the country. He also pledged to gather real data and details of working journalists and resolve the issue of minimum wage based on the data. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठनपाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखेबो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back after the short break. We continue with the rest of the updates. Australian Ambassador to Nepal Felicity Walk paid a courtesy call on Minister for Home Affairs Ram Bahadur Thapa at the latter's office in Singhadarbar yesterday. Matters related to the mutual cooperation and benefit were discussed in the meeting. On the occasion, Minister Thapa wished for a successful tenure of the new envoy of Australia in Nepal. Minister Thapa also urged Ambassador to help bring more investment to Nepal from Australia. Similarly, Envoy Felicity committed to help increase Australian investment and further strengthen the areas of bilateral cooperation between the two countries. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Officials of the U.S. state of Colorado have identified the gunman and 10 victims aged between 20 and 65 years old who were killed in a mass shooting inside a grocery store. The attack at a King Supers market in Boulder ended when police arrested the lone suspect after exchanging gunfire. Police have not confirmed a motive. The suspect faces 10 counts of murder. U.S. President Joe Biden has hailed a police officer and father of 7 who was killed and has called for Congress to enact stricter gun control measures. The grocery store is located in a busy shopping plaza in Boulder, north central Colorado City, about 30 miles away from the state capital of Denver. It comes less than a week after a mass shooting that left 8 dead, including 6 Asian women, at 3 spas in Atlanta. Biden on Tuesday renewed his call for a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, as well as an end to loopholes in the background checks. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is predicted to fall short of securing the seats needed to form a new government in Israel's fourth election in 2 years, according to exit polls. Netanyahu's Likud party and its allies are projected to win 52 or 53 seats in the 120-seat Knesset. Parties opposed to the Prime Minister staying in office look set to win 60. It means that even with the support of the nationalist Yamina party, Netanyahu would not have a majority. Yamina, led by former Netanyahu loyalist Naftali Bennett, is forecast to win 7 seats but has not explicitly declared which side it will support. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Far West province along with the hilly regions of the rest of province and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 11.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, once again, President Bidya Devi Bhandari returns home, wrapping up her 2-day state visit to Bangladesh. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali says Nepal-Bangladesh relation bolstered from President's visit. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba denies preparation for forming Congress-led government. World Tuberculosis Day being marked across the world, including Nepal today. And officials in the United States of Colorado identify the culprit and 10 victims of the grocery store shooting. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.readnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.